You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted, I don't know, bro. I saw more gore in Interview with a Vampire, which came out in the 90s, than what I did in that movie.
Well, I saw a lot more gore in Hellraiser, which came out in the 80s and 90s than hey, I. But I'm just saying, it was.
See nipple clamps.
It was still a good movie.
I want to see nipple clamps. I want to see nails in heads. I'm just fucking with you, bro. I'm really trying. I'm
I know
trying
you
to.
Are. I know you are.
He's sitting over there, bro. Listen, he can say what he wants, but he's getting steamed because he's like, it's a good fucking movie.
It was a good movie. It was entertaining as hell.
Yeah, it was. Honestly, it was pretty entertaining. There were some things that I thought were a little off about it, but, you know, I did think there was some good comedic kind of parts there. And, like, Jeremy Irons popping up, that threw me off. I was like, whoa, oh, shit.
The moment his voice curved, I was like, hey!
Yeah, yeah. But I still want to see First Omen. A fucking Palestine. Like, bro, you cannot tell me. I mean, that movie was in there for like a week, wasn't it?
Hey, come on, man. Listen, this is a small Christian town. They're going to keep it in for a little bit and then try to
somebody
get rid of it.
Somebody complained.
Of course they
somebody
complained.
Was like, this is anti, you know, Christian. Oh my God, man.
You're now tuned in to another opinionated episode of The Second Opinion Podcast, covering every topic in the world of gaming that we can think of. Gaming is our passion, and podcasting is our profession. Celeb and Bolt's podcasting since 2011. The Second Opinion Podcast starts now.
I love Bolts, man. He's like, you know, I was telling somebody the other day that they were like, how many brothers do you have? And I said, I think I have four brothers. And they said, what do you mean think? And I said, well, I have one brother that's my blood brother. I have another brother, Marshall, who has been my stepbrother since I was three. Then I have Bolts, who has been my brother for 20 years now. And I said, and then I have TJ, who I consider my brother. And they were like, so you're just like throwing out the brother name to anybody that you like. I'm like, no, bro. It's a bond.
It's a special bond.
It's a special bond. What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 356 of the Second Opinion Podcast. This is going to be a little bit of a different episode, or a shorter episode. Everybody is
great shit for gaming news out there.
Bro, listen, everybody is still talking about fucking Fallout. I mean, I'm talking about even in my fucking emails, I'm getting nothing for news right now. But mind you, it is Monday when we are recording this. The only news that I saw this morning is like Billie Eilish is coming to Fortnite. And I'm like,
Why? Are you
Why?
Kidding me?
Why?
Well, it can't be any worse than me running around Call of Duty and see a pink Cardi B running all over the goddamn place.
Yeah, that's very true. 100%.
I was the first time I saw that, I was like, you got to be kidding
yeah,
me.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. But anyway, so we are here to talk about a couple of little news things, news topics. And
we just wanted to let you know that we're podcasting no matter what.
Yeah.
We're here for you.
That no matter the cost.
I wish I could say my S is like the rest of the story guy. You know, he had a little whistle at the end. So wish I could do that shit. Fucking Austin Smith could do that shit. That's perfect.
Man, I miss Austin.
And he does Herb the Perv the best.
Oh, he does. 100%.
And Meatwad?
Meatwad, yeah.
Miss that guy. I didn't go see him.
Yeah, where is he now?
He lives in Bastrop. You know, he's married too.
Yeah, to
the Julian chick that he dated previously.
The chick that was she worked for Disney or something for a little bit.
No, she, no, that's not her.
Oh, that's not her.
No.
Okay. Is that the one that worked at Walmart?
No. She's not from. She's not homeless? From here. She's not from here.
I'm just saying.
I'm so fucking hopeless. Austin's a good guy, so probably.
Yeah. He is a very good guy, man. I miss him dearly. But anyway, so we have got some great stuff to talk about today. Before we really get into it, we're going to talk about kind of how life has been treating us and what we've been gaming. Cheer that up. Like, he's stroking out. He's stroking out.
Listen, my son does that shit so much. Listen, his... Because I'm the same way. My thought process overloads my mouth. So I want to say something, and then I start cutting out words and missing words. And it's the same way I do when I text.
Yeah.
And Aaron's the same way.
Yeah.
Listen, man, that kid right there will be driving, and he'll be saying something that he's excited about, and he'll just be. I'd be like,
what?
I'd be like, all right, calm down, let's go.
Oh my god,
that's
bro.
The funniest shit ever, man.
So Bolts, what's been going on in your neck of the woods?
I bet you fucking know. Along with everybody else in the world. You know, they said that sales for Fallout 4 or the Fallout has gone up 7,500% since the
series. I saw that and I was like, there ain't no way.
That's insane, bro. That's insane.
That is really honestly insane. It makes you think, like, what other fucking games could they bring out, you know, Amazon and, Amazon Studios. What other games could they bring out of shows that would increase?
Just imagine if they did a Skyrim one.
Oh, my God. Fucking Elder Scrolls show? Holy shit. It's like Skyrim's back. They're putting it on fucking Apple Watches now. I'm like... Beep, 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 beep. Oh, man. Yeah.
Or one of those calculator watches. You're like...
Oh, bro.
Yeah. Analog that shit.
Somebody's like, what are you doing?
But yeah, man, 7,500%. That just to show you how many people did not buy the game.
Yeah. 7,500%. And honestly, like, I'm a huge Fallout fan. I love Fallout. I love the lore of Fallout as much as I do Skyrim and Doom and all these other things. But fuck, enough is enough. Like, me and Bolts talked about this. Like, anytime you get on fucking YouTube or TikTok or Instagram or whatever else, there's some motherfucker. It's like, hey, what's up, guys? It's Dancy Clan here, and I'm fucking playing Fallout 1. I'm like,
and here's what you need to know, your beginning tips. And that's all over the place.
Oh my God,
but
man.
I will say this. It's really cool to actually get on there and find people who actually never played the game, and they'll just be walking around, and the whole time I'm watching them play, I'm like, all right, be careful. Be careful.
Yeah, bro.
And, you know, they get to this one settlement. I was like, all right, there's two death claws over there. There's usually two death claws over there.
Yeah.
And he moseys on over there with his little pistol, and then death claw comes. And, you know, I'm like, that's what you get.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
So it actually is really cool to watch new people go out and play some of the older school games.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, it's a big thing. It's a big win for fucking... Bethesda. I mean, because people not just playing Fallout 4, they're playing anywhere from Fallout 1 all the way to Fallout 76. You know,
yeah,
we talked about this.
Listen, as I'm hoping for Christmas that I get me a PC that I want, that I can deal with.
Yeah.
So I can go back and play all of my old school nostalgic top down games much.
Yeah, I especially with Fallout 1 and Fallout 2. You know, the great thing about those is that they're like forever classics.
Yes.
So,
yes.
They really are. But anyways, like gaming, have you just been playing Fallout?
I mean, Fallout, you know, NHL, a little baseball. I got back into Dishonored a little bit. But I've kind of shifted focus. I got into Fallout a little bit more than I thought I would. Mm-hmm. And because I've played it so many times, so I figured I'd just get in there and just mosey on and go here and go there. Yeah, and then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to heavy explore and find and just go around looking at shit. And that's what I've been doing. Yeah. So, but that, I mean, that's really it. That's all. I know in the next couple weeks, Xbox Game Pass has got some games coming out that I'm looking forward to playing. For the life of me, I can't remember the names of them. But there's some RPG type games, so. Mm-hmm. But other than that, that's really it, man.
Yeah. I actually agree with Bolts on that. Let's say this: I have been trying to play Fallout. I did play it on my Xbox with the mods and stuff, but I do have the full Game of the Year edition on PS5, and I was trying to play that and had some issues with it. For the most part, things are pretty bleak. Like, you know, there was that big rush there's that really big rush of like, you know, Fallout's out, and then there's this and there's that. And, you know, I was playing Fallout, I was playing Helldivers and all this other shit. And then it was like the downtime started happening, and it's like, okay, well, should I play a game or should I sleep? Because, you know, I've been going out there checking on my dad a lot recently. Had a little scare.
How's he doing, by the way?
Health-wise. He's doing all right, bro. I appreciate it. He had a little scare health-wise again. But for the most part, he's good. You know, when it comes down to that type of stuff, I have to when it comes down to that type of stuff, I can't be the way that I used to be. To where I was like so involved in my own little world that everything else just didn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So it's the opposite now. So like if it comes down to family stuff or whatever else, everything that I do in the games industry, it doesn't matter if I've got 5 reviews, all that shit stops. Like, so for the last week and a half, 2 weeks, I've really been focusing on family and stuff like that. Amara's at the house today. She was sick last night. So I ended up having to leave work early to come and watch her as my wife went to work. She didn't go to work until like 8:30 today. So she's in there chilling. But the funny thing is that the kids are starting to get into that point of really trying to invest time into video games. And Amara yesterday was trying to talk to me about games and stuff like that. And she goes, look, Dad. Look at this stuff I downloaded on my tablet. Like, it says that, you know, you could do this and this, and I can play the card game and I could win money off of it. So, like, when I win the money off of this card game that I downloaded, I'm going to go buy myself McDonald's. And I said, well, Amara, that's a scam.
Welcome to the real world.
Well, you could say that, but when I make all my money and stuff like that, I'm not going to buy you any McDonald's if you don't believe me. And I said, Amara, listen, baby.
Well, you just got fucked, bro. Your daughter said, fuck you, Dad.
I was like, listen, Amara, I love you very much, but you have to understand, Daddy knows, and you don't. You don't. You're just thinking. Like,
you have no clue with your feeble little mind.
Yeah. I'm like, you're not thinking, okay? So I'm telling you now that you don't know what you're talking about and that it's a scam, and I'm going to have to delete it. You can't delete it. And I said, yes, I can. So she didn't realize that, like, through my parents' app, I have the ability of, like, going on there. And,
she's like, you can do shit, Dad.
Going on there and restricting the stuff that she's already downloaded. So she went to play it, and she was like, why is it not working? I said, because I restricted it. And she was like, what is wrong with you? Why would you do something like that to your own daughter?
Who are you, Dad?
Oh, man. But anyways, so... It's just been a crazy couple of days. Let's say that. So, Fallout 4 has been Fallout and Fallout 4, Fallout 76, 3, 2, Vegas, all blah, blah, blah.
Everything Fallout.
It's been on everyone's mind. That's all people have been talking about. So, the upcoming Fallout 4 next gen update is just days away. And the good thing is the game's achievement unlocking issue on Xbox should now officially be resolved. So we're just days away from this new update for Fallout 4 that is coming. And with everybody going back in, jumping back in and playing it and all this other stuff, everyone is truly excited to kind of get back into Fallout. But we've seen these issues popping up.
I have no issues.
Well, this was an isolated issue.
Was it?
To where people were not getting their achievements and stuff unlocked after doing certain missions and whatever else. But the one thing that I will say that is not being reported, that is happening on the opposite side of the aisle, is the Fallout 4 PS4 version is not working. So when I say it's not working, there's a bunch of cases, and I've actually run into this myself multitudes of times, that after downloading the Game of the Year edition of Fallout that comes with all the DLC and all this other stuff. Everything loads fine, starts to get to the load screen, it gets to the start menu, and then your game crashes. So at first, someone said, you know, whenever I had, of course, when I was like, hey, I get into the little subreddit, and I'm like, hey, has anyone else run into this? And they're like, this one guy's like, yes, I ran into this. You need to delete all of your save data. And I know that sucks. You'll have to start all the way back over. But that's the only way I was able to get by it. And I was like, okay. So I deleted all my save data. And guess fucking what? It didn't help a bit. It didn't help one fucking bit.
That's no bueno.
So I deleted all my save data for jack shit. So I was pretty upset. I was like, dude, you got to be fucking kidding me, man. There's no possible way that I, that like, is the game just fucking shattered and broken now? So then I go back on there and I'm doing all this other shit, trying to figure out what is happening. And this one guy said, it's not a game issue. It is a DLC issue. So I uninstalled all the DLC and just installed the base game, and it fucking worked fine.
Well, that's good.
See, but bro, I deleted my whole fucking save data.
There you go. Now, but now you get to start fresh and relive what you've already relived.
All over again.
Uh-huh.
And shut the door in the face of the, you know, Vault Tech guy. But this is an issue that that is happening. But with the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X updates, Bolts, do you think that with these updates that we're going to see even a bigger influx of Fallout players?
I don't know if you'll see a bigger influx because, like I reported and everyone else has reported, that's a 7,500% increase on the games. Yeah. So I don't know how much more increase you can go with people who don't already have the game. I think you'll see a lot more people maybe start over with the new graphics and stuff like that. Go back to some areas with certain creatures or whatever, you know, and certain stuff like that. But other than that, I don't think there'll be a larger influx of the new update. As far as people purchasing the game, you may have more people start playing it again because of the next gen update, you know. Yeah. But other than that, I don't think so.
And that's true. I mean, we probably won't see a ton of
because this fad's gonna wear off within the next 3 months at least. And I say that because that's what I believe will happen.
Yeah.
And actually, it may not. You know, I forget to think about it. Maybe a bunch of these younger kids who didn't experience Fallout 4 when it first came out, like maybe the Xbox One, stuff like that, whatever, how many years ago it was. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just game hog it all during the summer and just go find out shit to do and stuff like that.
Yeah, that could be true because, you know, not only is the update, like I talked about on the last episode, not only is the update coming with 60 FPS and increased resolution, but it's also coming with more content. So it's got that free Creator Club content with the Enclave skins and stuff, and it's also got some makeshift weapon packs.
The thing about it is Fallout 4 released in 2015, so I mean it's 9 years old at this point. So anybody who's like say 3, 4, 5 years old at that point in time is now 12, 13, 14 years old. Could go back and play this that if they hadn't, you know?
Be like 12, 11, 10, 9, maybe. Might even be
You know what? Let's 8. Take it back to 2.
That's the best way. You know, get them started whenever they're young.
No. Listen. I need my boy to calm down.
You know what the fuck I'm saying, you bitch. Oh my God, I'm like, that's the best way. Bolts was like, no.
Sir.
What was that? Holy shit. Now, I did notice, too, that they have some updates for... Bro, do you remember the craze around Fallout Shelter?
Yes.
When Fallout Shelter
100%.
Now they have new locations and new Vault 33 items and all this other stuff. And now it's starting to grow.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God bless, bro. And it's weird because I'm such a big Bethesda fan, but like, as I'm, as I'm doing all the shit that I'm doing, I'm like, I keep look, I'm like, I'm trying to do new content. I'm trying to come up with this and this and this. And we're looking through the, we're looking for, you know, podcast ideas, and it's all fallout.
It is.
I'm like,
is.
Oh my God.
Bro. And I give props to anybody who has survived fallout shelter from the first day they got it. Because let me tell you something. If you're on your mobile phone and you've got 100 plus people in your vault and you're trying to move them around and do it, right. Listen.
It's fucking hard
as fuck. Listen, I got 43 people in my vault right now, and I'm just like, I don't want to command y'all anymore.
Yeah. Yeah,
<that's laughs> I'm going to send all you bitches out to the wasteland and just leave it alone.
Yeah.
And come back in 6 months and they're all dead. Babies in the living quarters just walking around.
Oh, my God. So moving on from this, really big news right here. The Embracer Group has announced that they are splitting into separate companies. So Embracer Group announced...
Split you like a piece of wood.
Jesus.
You okay?
Yeah, some ad cut on. It's like, we built this house in New Orleans. I'm like, what is happening? Embracer Group announces its division into three standalone companies. Each company will take a section of the company's vast video game portfolio. So it says Embracer has announced that it is continuing with the restructuring. Jesus Christ! By splitting into three different companies. Asmode Group, Coffee Stan and Friends, and Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends. These will be standalone publicly listed companies, and each will be taking with it a part of Embracer's existing portfolio and IPs. So it says, with them splitting, Asmodee is going to be doing tabletop games publisher and distribution. Coffee Stan and Friends will be doing indie and A/AA premium or free to play games for PC, console, and mobile. Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends will be doing the AAA game developer and publishing for PC consoles, including The Lord of the Rings and Tomb Raider. So this is a lot of news coming out over the last couple of weeks to months, especially with Saber Interactive, splitting away from the Embracer Group, and actually still, making out pretty damn well, keeping a lot of their IPs. And from what Saber has said, KOTOR, the remake, is still in development at Saber Interactive. So, Bolts, do you think that Saber or that the Embracer Group just got to the point of it was such a big conglomeration? They were like, okay, it's too much all at one place. We need to split it into these three different companies so we can better focus on different games. Or what do you think they did? What do you think made this decision kind of go through?
I mean, you said it yourself. I mean, there was so much going on, and to me, if as a big company, you need your smaller companies and stuff like that, or have branches of each company, because if you put all your eggs in one basket, everything's going to overflow, get overwhelmed, and you know, fresh ideas and new ideas and stuff like that's just going to all come together like one big blob. It's not going to be anything. So if they can separate, which they did, of course, separate and go their own ways, kind of, sort of, but come up with their own ideas with their own video games and stuff like that, then maybe they'll be a little bit more free thinking and come out with some better ideas for video games and stuff like that. So
yeah, I agree. And most of these companies, you know, they're pretty fully staffed as well. And I think that this is definitely going to be the best bet for them going forward, is that they can better focus on the giant task at hand that they have of trying to make the best IPs, you know, help these indie developers push their games as far as they possibly can, and much more. So with that, moving on to the next topic at hand, Stellar Blade will be completely uncensored. in all countries. Stellar Blade is confirmed to be uncensored everywhere when it launches in just, what, a couple of weeks or a month or something like that? So it says right here that the highly anticipated PlayStation 5 exclusive game Stellar Blade has been confirmed to be uncensored for all countries. Until now, there were long-running rumors that talked about Stellar Blade possibly being toned down before launch, depending on the company. In fact, the demo drew more engagement than Final Fantasy VII Rebirth due to the fact that the game is busty. So... in the official,
when you Twitter, say "but," it's gonna have the jiggly mode.
Yeah, it's got you know, super like, jiggly mode.
Super jiggly.
Yeah. So
it jiggles.
In an official announcement on Twitter, the developer Shift Up revealed that they will roll out the same uncensored version of Stellar Blade around the world. Additionally, the post specifically mentioned that the Japanese version of the game will also have no unexpected cuts. This statement has effectively shut down fans' doubts that the game was possibly going to be censored, with some users saying then game of the year has been decided. Another one wrote, no one can mess with Hygen's artistic vision.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. So, I'll say this about Stellar Blade. And this is... article was sourced on GameRant.com, but I will say this about Stellar Blade. We have seen so much of a difference whenever it comes down to what is and what is not acceptable in gaming over the last few years.
Rape is unacceptable.
Of course. Okay. Like, I was, but, just, you just know, saying. Just hear me out. Mind you, we're talking about you and me both, coming from the time frame that we... wait a second. Stellar Blade actually comes out in just 4 days. So
yes, for PlayStation.
For PlayStation.
I know.
he's just staring at me like, yeah, it's not coming out of Xbox. So the thing is, with Stellar Blade, we have seen so much in the years that we've been in the gaming verse of people talking about like censorship of video games and censorship of this and that, whatever else. And I have always said this from the get-go, okay? This is a form of entertainment, okay? Right out the bat, it is a form of entertainment. The development studio decided to go with this aesthetic, and some people could think that it's sexist, or some people could think that there's too much movement and all this other stuff. But, I mean, we're like... I'm looking at it from the standpoint of somebody that is all about, like, you make the fucking game you want to make. What about fucking, Bayonetta? I mean, fuck. Bayonetta was pre, you know, fucking Stellar Blade, and it was all about the jiggles. There's even a part in time to whenever she goes into her super, her whole fucking costume goes away, and she's just covered by a thin layer of hair.
Okay, so and even goes back to Soul Calibur, you know, whenever when they're fighting and bouncing across the field or the arena, excuse me.
Yeah,
I mean they're jiggly, their tits are just jiggling back and forth.
Yeah,
but you know it is a form of entertainment, and if it's necessarily called a fan pleaser, and excuse me. And if any of you cats, which I know most of you, if you listen to this podcast, you watch anime. Okay. So, I mean, it's just, and anybody who doesn't want to see this in video games and then goes back and watches anime, I mean, come on. Who, yeah. you ain't bullshitting nobody, homie. You know, three of the biggest shows I can think of off the top of my head is, you know, it's like High School of the Dead, which was extremely fan pleasing. High School Double D, come on, not bullshit. Nobody at that one, you know, and Prison School, I think it was. So I mean, it's out there. It's entertainment. It's more or less fan pleasers. It's not absolutely nothing wrong with it.
No,
absolutely nothing wrong with
it. Yeah. So I, you know, and I mean, what's that? The other game, Nier,
Near Automata or whatever.
Near Automata. Bro, like, there's times, like, she's walking around, you see her whole ass. Like, while you're playing with it. Yes. Bro, I mean, come on. And bro, hold up. Here's a perfect example. Every fucking person in the gaming industry, universe, and everything was talking about Baldur's Gate 3 is fucking game of the year. It's the best fucking game. You could have sex with a fucking demon bear and all this other shit in the fucking game.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay, but like a strong female character that has a body like that, like everyone makes a fucking stink about it. Like, give me a fucking break. Come on, dude.
I mean, we got to rock off to Triangle Titties, Laura Croft back in the day.
Yes, bro. My God. No, listen, everybody is, the biggest thing is everybody can have their own opinion. I want everybody to have their own opinion. I want everyone to share their opinion about stuff. I never want males, females, you know, no matter where you're at in your beliefs or anything, anyone feeling like their opinion does not matter or their opinions are not fully justified, because yes, they are. But like, it is hard for me as a gamer to look at these situations and think, why is it okay for everyone to be head over heels for what Baldur's Gate 3 had to offer, or some of these other games, you know, like, bro, Cyberpunk, dude, like right off the fucking bat, I'm creating my character in Cyberpunk and I'm like, you know, doing all this other stuff and he's completely naked. His dick is just hanging out.
Dick,
like,
or you can go dick or you go Ken doll.
I'm like, what the fuck? You know,
you can adjust his pubic hair and everything.
Yes, you can adjust everything. You can change the way it looks. You know, I'm like, dude, come on. You can change the way his,
I know,
like his
I
dick
know.
Size and everything.
I know. You know? Foreskin or no foreskin.
Yes. So it's like, dude, I understand, man. I understand that sometimes it's just like when this happens, it's like, whoa, man. Like, well, what is just, this fucking 2005?
It's like Saints Row the Third. You can have a bigger bulge.
Yes, you can have a bigger bulge. Bro, the like in one of the Saints Row games, you could walk around with your character's titties hanging out. You know, so it's like, dude, listen, I'm totally understanding to everybody having their own opinion. And looking at things like this, sometimes I mean, like, man, I don't know if that's, you know, is this like a old way of doing things or what? But come on, bro. Like, when we have games like Baldur's Gate come out, when we have games like Bayonetta, Nier Automata, all these other games come out and that they're like overly sexualized and whatever, I understand. But like, you can't, it's hard for me to look at these situations and feel like they're justified, because you can't sit there and pick and choose or cherry pick what you want.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where, you know, I know we don't really talk about this type of stuff, but that's also the reason why me and Bolts are not, like, we live in East Texas, you know, and everybody's like, oh yeah, y'all, you know, you live here. But bro, like, I'm super against Christianity, you know, in the perspective of, because a lot of these people, they cherry pick their ideology on things.
Yep.
You know, they cherry pick it. They're like, well, you know, God is our Savior and Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. And that's who I suggest. But it says in the Bible, you're not supposed to have sex with a man or a woman. But at the same exact time, it doesn't say that in the fucking Bible. That's not what it says. And you're cherry picking, bro.
Yep, you're supposed to love thy neighbor. But,
exactly.
But you judge and pick at everybody else.
Yes, bro. So. Yep. That comes down. I know that's a big, harsh comparison, but it is a very, very close-knitted comparison to this type of stuff. Like, dude, when we have movies, when we have TV shows and all this other stuff coming out with the stuff that they have, don't pick it out and be like, okay, well, she's really jiggly in this. It's over-sexualization. When we have games that are out there that give you the option of having sex with like interdimensional species, you know, or whatever else. I mean, bro, there's this, isn't there a scene in Baldur's Gate where they walk in on a orc, like having sex with a, or like a wolf having sex with an orc?
Something like that. Yeah.
I'm like, come on, bro. Like, what the fuck? Like, bro, let these developers make the games that they want to make. Okay. Now, if it's completely uncalled for, like, there's been, I'm going to tell you the one game that had a moment like that to where I was like, and it was still one of my favorite games was Dante's Inferno. Like, when he's crawling up and then he ends up running into Aphrodite, I think.
Yeah,
something. He runs into Aphrodite and like babies start crawling out of her titties and then like fucking knives come out of these women's crotches.
Yeah.
And then there's like babies with like knife hands, and they're like, "Oh, those are the abortion children."
Yeah.
Hell. I'm like, oh, okay. This is making me a little uncomfortable. So, like, especially that scene. I remember that scene. Like, I'm like, oh, damn, that bitch is big. And I'm like, oh, shit, look at that. She's got some big old titties. And then
babies,
like, babies start crawling out. I'm like, okay. I'm pretty uncomfortable right now. So it's crazy, man. But, jumping back to our previous thing, somebody actually shared this just a second ago on Twitter. It said Phil Spencer's screaming on the phone to get someone to make a new Fallout game sooner than later because right now on Steam, there's a total of 175,803 Helldiver players and there's 160,177 Fallout 4 players. He's like, get someone in Bethesda, get Fallout 5 out by next year. No questions asked. Oh, man. But anyway, so I didn't mean to go off on a tangent about that. But like, dude, I want these developers to have their creative freedom. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I played the Stellar Blade demo. And dude, like all around, like it's honestly, it feels like a really good game. Like the combat, the graphics, you know, yes, it feels like an anime. Yeah, it feels like something I would see in a fucking anime. But I mean, dude, you got animes out there now that are like, you know,
listen, the first episode of Goblin Slayer,
bro, when that chick gets fucking
yeah,
that chick gets, you know what I'm saying, uh-huh. It happens to her, I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? The kids were in there with yes, me and Dara.
Yeah, I know, I was there.
Yes, because we were like, what the hell
what's going on?
Yeah, so it was definitely wild for sure. But I think that the launch of Stellar Blade is going to be great. Shift Up is going to have a really great launch. And I think that everybody should just support them, man. This is the vision that they went through. This is the decision that they made. I mean, have you seen anything, Bolt, saying that there's like, is there nudity in this game?
I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen, read, not a whisper.
I don't think that there is. Yeah, see, it says ESRB rating. There's no nudity in this game. So it says there's blood, gore, language, suggestive themes, and violence. But there's no nudity. So
So what's the outrage again?
I don't know. I guess
fucking people.
Because she's voluptuous.
So there's no nudity. So there means no ass shots, no tit shots, or anything like that.
No, it's just literally that she's in this suit and it's shapeless.
I ain't got time for people.
See, so that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I know I'm not crazy because I mean the shit is just nuts to me, man. Like, it really is.
There's more nudity in a Mass Effect Andromeda whenever you're having your little romance scene with whoever than it is in that game.
Yes. So I don't know, bro. It's nuts. It's nuts. There's been a really weird like influx of just like crazy ass.
Yeah, but Asari's blue tits, nice.
I saw somebody on Twitter arguing, and it was like trending for a little bit. But they were arguing because somebody was saying, "You're a grown up now. Like, you know, Harry Potter is a children's book. Why the fuck are y'all worrying about being able to go and stay at the same hotel that the movie was shot in? Like, grow the fuck up." And I'm like, what is happening? Like, I thought we had got past that shit. Like, you know, we're at the point now that you should be able to like whatever the fuck you want to without somebody saying something.
You should be able to like whatever you want and everyone else should just shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Plain and simple. And that's so true, man. I've already seen people, bro. Bolts called it.
I told you.
To say this. Bolts called it. I've already seen fucking people coming out and being like,
So you're telling me there's no other character they could have based a fucking Fallout show on? I mean, this is woke nonsense. I'm like, dude, what? What are you talking about?
That
like,
and
how is that woke?
Because and Outlaws.
Decided to go with, huh?
And Star Wars Outlaws.
Yes, and Star Wars Outlaws. Like, shut the fuck up. My God. That's going to be the clip for today. That's going to be the clip on social media. Shut the fuck up and let people enjoy what the fuck they want to enjoy. If you don't like that Stellar Blade's got a character in there that's got a giant butt, you know, and huge, voluptuous, like, chest, then don't fucking watch it. Don't watch them play it. Don't support it. You know, it is what it is. I mean, same exact thing with fucking Star Wars Outlaws. If you got a fucking problem with the fact that, EA decided to have a strong fucking female in there as the main character, then shut the fuck up and let these fucking people enjoy their game. My God, bro. I really honestly think it is the fact that we are in a downward kind of spiral. We're in a downward kind of spiral to where people are starting to feel so bored that they just got to go online and just fucking complain about
that's,
shit.
That's the truth. And listen, I'm one of those people. Listen, I watch college football religiously. I watch NFL religiously and all sports religiously, except for basketball. I'm not a big basketball guy. But you know, I'm playing keyboard warrior and going back and forth with this with these cats on TikTok over Coach Deion Sanders at Colorado.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things, man. And once again, I should probably follow my own advice and shut the fuck up. But sometimes you just got to insert as far. But this is a completely different aspect of what we're talking about, and so on and so forth. But yeah, no, I feel you on that, man. I feel you.
So Bolts actually just showed me this. So moving on from that, Bolts just showed me this. Pretty fucking awesome. Supposedly, PlayStation is this just a rumor right now?
I just saw it on Facebook, bro. I just saw it on Facebook.
So supposedly, PlayStation is in preliminary talks. This is just it does say it on here. It says rumor. let's see. Oh, bro. Shut the fuck up, Sonic. as with any rumors, readers should take this with a grain of salt. During the Xbox Era segment, Baker had stated very carefully with his words, nothing, noting several times that these are just rumors that he has heard, but he says that sources suggest that talks are very early right now with PlayStation in a preliminary talk to bring Helldivers to Xbox. It says Nick Baker has heard rumors that there have been preliminary talks about bringing Helldivers to Xbox Series X. While PlayStation boss Jim Ryan has never had a strong working relationship with Xbox,
well, no.
He officially stepped down from the company as of April with Hiroki Toki, Totoki serving as the interim CEO. And most recent episodes, they suggest that this is possibly happening. So that is a really big deal, man. That's a fucking huge deal.
It is, and I was also reading it. It also said he states, Nick Baker states that the CEO Hiroki Totoki,
bro, I said Totoki at first.
You know, Totoki is more open to experimenting with multi-platform approach. So this is hopefully, if this has any tread, thank God. That's all I gotta say. We're not religious, but damn it, thank God.
Well, it's like, thank the gaming lords out there that this is happening, because holy crap. He's like, we need this, man.
Oh, wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly.
Also, something else that was sourced through comicbook.com. Xbox has officially announced that coming April 29th, there is an ID at Xbox Digital Showcase that will debut for the first time this year. And
oh, yeah, I read about that.
Xbox has unveiled that it will share new looks at Dungeons of Hinterberg
33 Immortals, Last Records, Bloom and Rage, and many other titles. So,
re-release of the next-gen consoles.
Yeah, that's right.
Not
that's
this right. current-gen consoles. The next-gen consoles is what these will be released on. You fucking watch. I ain't got time for their bullshit right now.
Oh, my God.
We're in talks of making the next-gen console, and what you're going to see today is, you know, early stages of the next-gen consoles of 2029.
I'm like, wait. Hang on. That's like what Bolt said earlier, too. Like, Bolt said earlier, too, that most of these games that we're excited about, they're not coming out this console generation. So
they're fucking not.
The ones that we saw in 2018, 2019. So
I can honestly tell you, the biggest game that will finish out this current gen console will be Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that's the truth, bro.
And after Grand Theft Auto, for the next 3 or 4 years, they're going to release some here, that boom, stuff here and there.
Yeah.
But your big top flight games will be for your next gen consoles.
Yeah, that's really the truth. It's always funny, too. I just started thinking about it. It's always funny, like, whenever we go to do these shows that we really don't have a lot to talk about. Mm-mm. I'm like, it's going to be kind of a different episode. We really don't have a lot to talk about, and we still are talking for a fucking 34
hours later.
So this is episode 365 or 356. Dyslexia. It's one hell of a mental drug. This is episode 356 of the Second Opinion Podcast. Make sure to check back soon for another episode. And we love you guys. We'll talk to you soon. The VIX.
What?
I don't even know what that is. Trending market VIX is down negative.
Vapor rub?
Huh?
VIX vapor rub?
Yeah.
I guess need so. More sick people, bro. Yeah, that shit out some chest.
Is up 0.9.
Why do you have Lowe's stickers in here?
What? Where's that? Is that Lowe's?
That's what I just said.
Who knows? I probably had them in my pocket one day.
Expensive as shit. $260 for a chrome shower door. Look, shit, something here's for 12 foot of grizzly grass, 2 cents. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, 2 cents a foot or something like that?
What it was $9.96. It is now 2 cents. I'm just gonna go get some grass.
Well, at least I didn't pull a.
Ow! Whacked the shit in my eyeball on the microphone.
You shit in your eyeball?
I whacked the shit out of my eyeball on the microphone.
I'm sorry. Anyways, I love you guys.
Love you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Peace out.
A-town down.
Was that fun?
Yeah.
That was fun.
This was another opinionated episode of the Second Opinion Podcast. Check out the podcast on Anchor FM, Spotify, iTunes, and Cinelinks.com. Also, check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Second Opinion Podcast, for tons of gaming content coming soon.